The sale of 12 city-owned subsidized rental apartment complexes to a private operator would bring in $143 million, including $35 million in federal Community Development Block Grants, CDBG. Mayor Kirk Caldwell says City Council Chair Ernie Martin has put that sale in jeopardy.
The City and County of Honolulu was served with a notice of default dated December 10, 2013, and this confirms my worst fears that just by the action of the Council Chair filing two rezos to either rescind the sale or to delay the sale could jeopardize the financing. Because as anyone knows who works in the private sector, business likes to have comfort of being able to rely on agreements.
Meanwhile, the full City Council considered amending the CDBG plan by requiring the city administration to obtain council approval before spending federal funds. U.S. Housing and Urban Development Community Planning Director Mark Chandler said the council's attempt to insert itself into the approval process would be a big step backward.
8 years ago, we came back to the City Council back then telling you guys that you were inserting yourself into the project selection process that was causing problems with the timeliness. We're back to that same process today.
City Director of Community Services Pam Whitty Oakland says requiring council approval will delay funding.
The way the council's version of the consolidated plan resolution is written, it delays us every step of the way for another 30 days every time we move. So we're really asking your indulgence to adopt the version we submitted to give us the flexibility to do the process and you come back for that final review.
Following testimony and weighing the potential of losing millions in federal funding, a majority of council members agreed to allow the administration to spend money without further approval. Budget Finance Committee Chair Ann Kobayashi voted with great reservation.
The City Council has always approved any expenditures of money, and now we're losing that. So I hope that we do not keep eroding our role in approving of expenditure of funds.
City Council Chair Ernie Martin, who withdrew his motion to insert council approval, voted no.
I will always stand firm that the council should always reserve the right to at least review and approve any projects that are put forward, especially when a substantial amount of monies that primarily had been relied upon by nonprofit organizations with regards to sustaining their operations or expanding their operations.
Mayor Caldwell says the fighting is an ongoing battle for nonprofit funding.
This is a second round of the GIA debate where we have a council chair who wants to micromanage how money is spent with grants and aid. And so he helped champion this charter amendment that proposed a new way of picking different 501c3 not-for-profits to get awards.
For HBR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.